Hi, my name is Wendy Blight, and welcome to our podcast series, Rest for Your Soul. And what we're talking about today is really answering the question, can memorizing scripture really help me? No better person to invite into that than the person I've spent the last few years with memorizing scripture, Nancy Elam. We have been friends for a long, long time. Early on, it was through our daughters competitively cheerleading together. We'd see each other at church. And then I started a Bible study that I prayed and for Nancy to come and invited her a couple of times. And then she finally came. And it's been an amazing friendship ever since. Eventually her stepping up into leadership and just watching you grow in your faith has been beautiful. So would you just tell our friends a little bit about you?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. A little bit nervous, but that's to be expected. Wendy, you've been such a key role, first of all, in just my whole walk. And I've told you before, such an encourager. And I wouldn't be memorizing scripture if it wasn't for you. So I am married with three children, adult children now. And just the friendship that we have acquired over the years, led from Bible studies to starting a meal ministry to now memorizing scripture, which we did a while ago, started that in your studies.
We did. We started memorizing scripture. Well, you'd memorized scripture all the way back when I wrote a study on the book of Hebrews, and that was kind of your introduction to it.
It was.
Right?
So the Hebrew study was my second study that I did with you. And you had a memory verse for each week, which there's 13 chapters. And I was like, there is just no way that I will be able to do this. My memory is horrible. And you encouraged everyone and encouraged me. And before you knew it, I had, at the end of the season, memorized 13 scriptures.
And it was, what was sweet about that was not a whole lot of people took that challenge wholeheartedly.
Right.
No one memorized 13 except for Nancy. So that was very impressive that she did that. But the reason scripture memory became so important to me on this anxiety journey is in finding ways, this is something I did during my times of solitude. Being still with God, not necessarily, I could do it outside other, you know, people could be around me. I could be reading my Bible in a park, but memorizing scripture is a good thing to do when you're just having some quiet time. And how it came for me is that my anxiety was so great that the way I escaped it was to watch TV. And anxiety went away until it didn't. And that's when the show ended. And then it all came back. And three words I heard from the Lord one night when I was sitting there was change your position, change your position. And I felt like what the Lord was telling me is quit watching TV and go somewhere else and open my word. And so that's exactly what I did. And I want you to know, I had tried memorizing scripture before and I never kept up with it because I just felt it was hard and it just wasn't working. But I have to tell you, when you go to scripture, it talks about to Joshua, in Joshua 1:8, it says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you be careful to do according to all that is written. And then to the Israelites, God himself said, these commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. And then it goes on to tell them to teach them to their children and bind them on their foreheads and tie it on their arms and put it on the gates of their houses. And then the psalmist writes this promise from the Lord, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water. This is so beautiful when we when we spend time in God's word, when we meditate, when we memorize it, that yields its fruit in season. Its leaf does not wither. All that he does prospers. And I just, when I started reading verses like that, I was like, that's what I'm missing. I'm in a parched, dry place. And God's word is a sacred well of living water that we can go and drink from. Yes. And that's part of what this does. So Nancy, when I gave that challenge on social media, it was during COVID. We couldn't go out anywhere. I said, well, I kind of want to start doing this with other people to hold me accountable.
Right.
So we had lots of women and we were only to memorize seven, right?
That's right. 7 weeks.
7 weeks of scripture. So tell me why you said yes to that journey.
Well, like I said, you know, I memorized the scriptures back in 2011, and then life happened, and I just stopped memorizing scriptures. And those scriptures that I memorized and knew so well became kind of spotty because I wasn't practicing them. I wasn't really meditating on them. And I was just excited to be able to get
start
to
again
and start again. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that you stepped into that. So let's talk about blessings and benefits, okay. right? Let's go to the blessings and benefits of scripture. So we each sort of listed, we sat together the other day and we talked about this. And what the one I said I wanted to start with is it's a weapon of warfare, mm-hmm. right? Praying scripture. We have an enemy of our souls. Praying scripture to the enemy of our souls is one way that we can fight back. And the Ephesians chapter 6, of course, is the famous one about the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. So we have all those pieces, and I wish we had time to talk about them, but we don't. But 1 John 4:4 is a truth that tells us, Nancy, right, greater is the one, the Holy Spirit, who lives in us than the mm-hmm. one who lives in the world. Mm-hmm. So when we are praying God's word, we know that the one who lives in us, that's putting that word out of our mouths and with power. And then the other, there's Romans 8, 37 through 39 that just reminds us we're more than conquerors and there is nothing in this world mm-hmm. that could separate us from God's love. And we need to stand on that. So yours, the one you chose was about filling our prayers.
Filling our prayers. Like you said, it just really brings power to our prayers. Isaiah 55 talks about how when his word goes out, it will not return to him void, but will accomplish the purpose for which he sent it. Mm-hmm. And so when you are praying God's word, for me, my mind kind of just goes all over the place when it's time to pray. So by memorizing the scripture, it allows me to kind of tap into mm-hmm. that and gives me words to pray. And what better way yes. to pray than God's word.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Also, I think that when you're memorizing scripture, for me, it really makes the his word come alive and active, Hebrews 4:12. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it more meaningful. And when you are needing it for yourself or whether you are trying to encourage someone, mm-hmm. You have something to point them back to.
Because a lot of times when we pray, Nancy, we go, I don't know what to pray. So if you don't know what to pray, So if you don't know what to pray and you're really wanting to grow your prayer life, filling it with scripture is a great way to do that. And I talked about one of the blessings and benefits is to know God and Jesus better. And so just looking for ways to praise him. And Colossians 3, 15 and 20 is one of our memory verses. And I'm not going to do the whole thing here, but I want to read key words. It talks about who Jesus is. It says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. So by praising him, we can say, thank you, Jesus, that you are the image of the invisible God. You are the firstborn over all creation. It goes on to say, he is before all things. And by him, all things hold together. So if your marriage is struggling, you can say, by him, all things will hold together. If you have a rebellious child, there's just so many ways. And then it talks about that, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, to remind us that he's Jesus. He is Jesus and he is God. So those are so beautiful. And then 2 Samuel 22, it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Mm-hmm. Those are ways we can focus on God's names and praise him through his names in our times of solitude. Mm-hmm. He is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, my stronghold, my savior. Those are such powerful words to claim. And then we talk about Elroy. He's the God who sees, to remind ourselves if we know that name of God, like he saw Hagar and how when she was pregnant and desperate and alone and wandering in the wilderness, he saw her and came to her. And she wasn't even an Israelite. And he still came to her because he was his daughter. And so I wrote this little prayer and I want to read it because I really feel like God laid it on my heart that someone needs to know God sees them. So Listen, if that feels what you feel like. Elroy, draw close to your daughter today. Remind her that you really do see her. All throughout her day, may she feel your presence and experience your love. Make yourself known to her in very real ways, just as you did Hagar. Open the eyes of her heart, Lord, to hear you and see you and feel you and receive what you have for her. And I ask this for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was beautiful, Wendy. Yeah. And you know, I mean, there is definitely, when you're memorizing scripture, like you said, it's a way to know Jesus and the person that he is to you with all of the refuge mm-hmm. and shelter and everything. And there's so much wisdom. We go to him for wisdom. I think Psalm 11, or Romans 11 says, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. I mean, if you want wisdom, why not go to somebody who has that yeah. kind of wisdom?
Says his paths are beyond tracing out.
That yes.
It's those, I think, hopefully you know, we can just tell you that there's a lot of blessings and benefits that come from it. But now it's actually doing it, Nancy. So let's talk about the practicality of memorizing scripture.
Yeah.
Because this is something that a lot of people go, well, then how do I do it? If I'm supposed to memorize scripture, how do I do it? So we're going to divide up a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, choose a verse. So in another one of these podcasts, I talked about my verse, the Lord gave me for peace, was Isaiah 26:3. And so you can pick a verse. So I'll just as an example, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, actually, they go together. So first, get a notebook. I forgot mine, but this is a notebook. Nancy and I each have a notebook. Mm-hmm. So you could use a journal, a beautiful journal, but you have a notebook and you just start to write your verse. The first time, just put it in there. And she's going to talk later about doing it in your phone. That's great, but part of memorizing scripture is writing it out. There's something about our brain and writing it out. Mm-hmm. Second, then you learn it phrase by phrase. So Isaiah 26, 3 says, he will keep in perfect peace the one whose mind is steadfast. First phrase, right?
Right.
Mind is steadfast because he or she trusts in him. Trust in God. So those are two phrases. We won't even do 3 and 4, but you will keep in perfect peace the one whose mind is steadfast, phrase one. Learn that phrase. And as soon as you finish, then go to the next phrase because they trust in you, but always say the first phrase with the second phrase. Mm-hmm. And you do that until it's all done. And then you can move on to the next one. So Nance, tell some other things about just helping keep that in your mind, in your brain.
So for me, the way my brain works, reciting and writing are very important. I, like you, would write the phrase and then come back with the second phrase. But then once you learn that verse, for me, when I go on to the next verse, I would always say the first verse or the verse before that.
Yeah.
So by week 7, at the end of the challenge that we did a couple of years ago, when I got to week 7, I was repeating verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then once I memorize a verse, I have a notebook that I just learn it from. If there's a word that I stumble on, I know you circle. Highlight.
Mm-hmm.
I like to write it in caps because it just really emphasizes that word. And that helps me.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I memorize it, I have another notebook that all my memory verses are neatly written. And it's not chicken scratch.
Yeah. And tell about your phone.
So once I started memorizing verses, I additionally, in addition to putting them into my notebook, I would put them into my notes section on the phone. So that whenever I was at the doctor's office waiting or in line waiting, mm-hmm. I can pull up those verses and study them, go over them, maybe encourage somebody with them. Mm-hmm.
We meet together about every 2 months. We try our best to go through all our scriptures. And y'all, this is no joke. We are at 57 and they're not all the same. So
right.
Our initial probably 20 are the same. And then sometimes we have the same verse, but we have to get together because like she said, if you don't, it helps to have accountability because it's fun, but it's saying them and keeping them. This has been almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is hard work. It takes patience, but it's beautiful. So let's share in the time we have left a few examples of how God has then used it. Because for us, we're filling ourselves with that living water, with that that's going to make us flourish and have abundance inside of us, but it's also for other people. So share a story that you have.
Yeah, so I hide God's word in my heart for me when times when I'm struggling, I'm, you know, anxious, whatever. But I also like to use it to encourage people. And I just this past week had a friend text me a prayer request. And her request, I texted her back just a little prayer. And I immediately thought of one of my memory verses that I was able to just not have to stop and go look. I could get immediately back to her and send her that verse. And everybody is always so appreciative of that. They really are.
Yeah. Because it's not your word, it's God's word. And that living and active word is speaking over them.
Yes.
And I wish we had more time. We both have incredible stories of how that happens. But we're going to trend towards closing now. Mm-hmm. And, as we close, these are some words that I wrote down that, we talked about. It's not about perfect. It's about
Progress.
Yes. That's what, don't worry if you don't get every word right, it doesn't matter. It's not about perfect, it's about progress.
And there's a memory verse for, because I am a perfectionist. so it's not about perfect, but for me, sometimes I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
But then Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's a verse that I say to myself a lot.
In fact, like it's more important to remember the address in case you want to share it with somebody. The address meaning the scripture, that Romans 3:5 or whatever. But also to remember that every word that you hide in your heart is this living and active seed that God is planting in either your heart mm-hmm. or someone else's heart. That God's word is manna, right? It's bread from heaven. And so it feeds us. It's healing to our bodies and health to our bones, it tells us in mm-hmm. the book of Proverbs.
And sustains us.
It sustains us and it's peace to our souls. So why wouldn't we want to do it? And when we say we've memorized all those verses, I don't want you to go, oh, I could never do that. Because you know what? We started one mm-hmm. and we never planned to do this. We just were having fun doing it. And it was almost a competition sometimes.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Much better to do with a friend and, you know, hold each other accountable, but in a fun way.
Yeah. And it is a way to spend times of solitude, because I always want to go back to rest for your soul is about finding the times to sit and be still with God. Healing doesn't come, especially when you're in a state of heightened overwhelmedness, panic attacks. The way God made our brains and our body to work, it can't recalibrate itself with just sort of pressing on or saying the prayer. God can do anything, but it's highly unlikely without putting in some hard work to be still before God and doing the prayer time that we're talking about. And then mm-hmm. also just complete silence with the mm-hmm. Lord, sitting quietly with the Lord, which I wish we had time to talk about. But do you want to close with our memory verse that was like—
Yeah, I would. But before we close, if you don't mind, just something that— don't be afraid to start. You can start small. Mm-hmm. You don't have to memorize these long verses, three, four verses at a time. One verse, and I jokingly said to Wendy, everybody can memorize God's word. And the shortest verse in the Bible, I think, is 11:35, John 11:35. But it's Jesus wept. So I know that all of you can memorize that verse. And when you're crying, just remember that Jesus wept. And when your friend or your family member is crying, mm-hmm. then, you know, you can just let them know Jesus wept and it's okay. And
he
it's going to be all right.
That's beautiful, Nance. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So we're going to end with one of our memory verses. This is our memory verse. So you start, girl.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll say the verse at the end.
Okay. Do not fear,
for I am with you.
Do not be afraid,
for I am your God.
I will strengthen you.
I will help you.
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Isaiah 41:10.